Fresh eyes at the Defense Department. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Robert Gates is about to take over as Secretary of Defense.
In my view, all options are on the table.
And will he work well with others?
If confirmed, I plan urgently to consult with our military leaders and our combat commanders in the field, as well as with others in the executive branch and in Congress.
And will he be independent?
Senator, I am not giving up the presidency of Texas A&M, the job that I've probably enjoyed more than any that I've ever had, to be a bump on a log.
Now, that will be a contrast to his predecessor, who, confronted with setbacks like, for example, the looting of Baghdad, first accused the media of showing the same looters over and over again, and then basically blew it off.
Stuff happens, and it's untidy, and freedom's untidy, and free people are free to make mistakes and commit crimes, and do bad things.
Generals who said we went in without enough troops, diplomats who warned us we wouldn't be welcomed, CIA agents who warned us we had bum information, they were all blown off because they weren't on board with the official storyline. That being, no matter what happens, it's proof we're winning. More insurgent attacks? It shows the desperation of the enemy, and it's proof that we're winning. Huge numbers of Iraqi army casualties? It shows the Iraqi army is in the fight, and it's proof that we're winning. But today, Robert Gates said that he would listen.
I will give most serious consideration to the views of those who lead our men and women in uniform. Of course, it is the president who will decide what, if any, changes are made in our approach.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.